pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by SGPN's Ultimate New Year's Eve Party. Hop on Sports Gambling Podcast's YouTube channel for a truly degen afternoon, complete with drafts, pick'ems, prizes, live sweats, and more. The fun starts at 12:30 Pacific time on New Year's Eve. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. You can also follow at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, you can also follow my other X account. That one is at LockBengX. That's at LockBengX. On that X account, we post some free plays. And most importantly, we post the monthly profit and loss spreadsheet. Now, the month of November was delayed. So very quickly, month of November is going to be followed by the month of December. Month of November was the 126th month in a row of transparent and trapped profit. That was posted to the X account. The P&L from the previous month is always the pinned tweet. So at the moment, you can see the month of November as the pinned tweet, which was that 126 month in a row of transparent and tracked profit, while all the other spreadsheets, they are further down the account, or you can just check them out more conveniently at lockbetting.com. That's at lockbetting.com. What does transparent and tracked profit mean for 126 months? Well, simply it means I've been undefeated in sports betting for over a decade. In fact, a decade and six more months. 10 years and 6 months undefeated, making a profit every single month during that time. I've had losing days. I've even had losing weeks, but I've never, ever had a single losing month. And we are well on our way to month number 127. In fact, we are eyeing up a record month. We are chasing down our record from May 2019. That is all outlined in the November P&L. So if you want to check out the pin tweet on the X account at LockBengX, you can see what I have to say about that the month of December, whilst also having a look at the spreadsheet for the month of November. If you have any further questions, just shoot me a DM at the X account at LockBengX. That's at LockBetting X, but make sure you do check out that spreadsheet. When you look from our spreadsheets, what you'll see is a profit and how to impeccably manage a bankroll. We do it sensibly. We do it so that anybody with a disposable income can get involved with sports betting. You won't see one unit losers chased with two unit plays. You won't see five unit plays on there, 10 unit plays, 20 unit plays, max plays, whale plays, play of the year, 20-star plays. None of that nonsense. It's all sensible staking. It's all perfect bankroll management that has so far for 126, soon to be 127 months in a row, led to a monthly profit in sports betting, which I like to refer to as sports investing instead. So let's move on with this edition of Scommessa Italia. We will begin with our 5:30 kickoffs, and we start here with the game between Fiorentina and Torino. With Fiorentina, a 6-5 home favourite, it's 19-4 on the draw, and it's 13-5 here on Torino. This could be a tight and cagey game, and the line on the under tells you that. The under is available here at the price of 7-10. I think that is the correct price. I actually think there's value on the under there at 7-10, given the fact that Fiorentina have seen under 2.5 goals in 4 of the last 5, whilst Torino have seen under 2.5 goals in 5 of their last 6. And both of these two teams have been difficult to beat lately. Fiorentina haven't lost in 7, whilst Torino, they come into this one undefeated in all of their last 4. So I think this could be decided by a moment of quality. We could also see these teams coming out the gate sluggish after the Christmas period as well. So perhaps that will help us if we see a sluggish first half with not a lot of goal mouth action. That puts us in a strong position for the under before both teams look to win the game in the second half. Fiorentina will have more of the ball. They'll have more of the chances. They'll have more of the corners and shots and whatnot. They'll dominate this game, and Torino will be looking to hit them on the sucker punch and set up with their usual defensive low block, which hasn't really led to great results so far this season. Torino would have been hoping for better than a 24-point return from the first 17 games, which puts them in mid-table, whilst Fiorentina, they are a genuine Champions League contender, finding themselves 30 points from their first 17 games and sitting in 5th, just 1 point outside of the top 4 going into this game. And a win will temporarily take them into 3rd position above AC Milan, depending on the goal difference, of course. But I'm going to take the under 2.5 goals here for this game. I do believe that it will be tight and cagey, and I do believe it will be decided by either a moment of quality or a mistake, as these two teams may be dealing with a Christmas hangover here in this one. Up next, we look at the other 5:30 kickoff, which sees Napoli hosting Monza. Napoli are the 4-6 favourites to pick up a win here at the Maradona Stadium. It's 16-5 on the draw, and it's 4-1 here on Monza. Can you trust Napoli, who are making a very, very poor defence of their title? They inexplicably going to this game in 7th position with 27 points from 17 games. Way, way, way off the pace set by the leaders Inter Milan. They are 17 points away. Last season, it was the polar opposite when Napoli were the front runners. They would be disappointed as well by their home form so far this season, which has seen them pick up just a lowly 10 points from their opening 8 home games. They've actually been better away from home than they've been at home this season. So it makes it very, very difficult to back Napoli here as a short favourite to win at home. And we're not going to. We're going to take Monza at plus money to avoid a defeat. If you shop around, you can get Monza to avoid a loss here at a price of 13-10 plus 130. And the data here tells you why that makes sense, given that Napoli have failed to win 4 of the last 5 home league games, whilst Monza have avoided defeat now in 4 of the last 6 away matches in Serie A. The champions are also going to be without a number of regular starters due to suspension and injury, and are low in confidence as well because of their league position, which has seen them lose 3 times in the month of December. This isn't a blip. This isn't a hangover. This isn't a slow start by my definition of what a start is anymore. This is just Napoli having a bad season. This is just Napoli massively regressing. This is Napoli being nowhere near the team that they were last season. And I think Monza could pick up something here from this game. I'm going to take Monza to do what many teams have done this season, which is to get something at the Maradona Stadium. Monza in the double chance market at the price of 13-10 plus 130 here for this one. Up next, we look at a game here between Genoa and Inter Milan, where Inter are also 4-6 favourite on the money line. It's 11-4 on the draw, and Genoa here are a 21-4 home underdog. Another tight and cagey game is expected from me here, but I do think Inter Milan will be able to produce the moment of quality to win the game. A lot of these games, I'm trying to factor in the Christmas hangover, and I'm not expecting end-to-end blockbusters. And the data kind of tells you not to expect a blockbuster here in this game anyway. Inter Milan, they come into this one in form, particularly away from home. They've won 7 of 8 Serie A away games so far this season, and they haven't conceded a goal in 6 of those 8 away matches. So they have defended almost perfectly on the road. They also own this fixture, beating Genoa in 7 of their last 8 meetings and haven't conceded a goal in any of those games. But Genoa, they are difficult to break down this season. They have not conceded more than once in any of their last 6 home games. And they also catch a break here with Inter Milan's top goal scorer, Lautaro Martinez, being absent again. So Inter Milan are going to have to find a goal from elsewhere. But the Serie A leaders, they are impressive defensively and they are looking to keep a 7th clean sheet on the road this season. So I think if they are able to keep that clean sheet, they will put themselves in a good position to win what, as I believe, will be a tight and cagey affair. I'm going to take Inter Milan and I'm going to tack on the under 4.5 goals here, as I don't see this getting anywhere near 5 goals. That moves us away from 46 minus 150 and instead gives us the price of even money plus 100. I also like Inter Milan to win to nil, which is available at 6-4 plus 150, but will be a little bit safer just in case Genoa make a contribution. If they do, I don't think there's any danger of Inter scoring 4 times, especially without Martinez in the team, because that's what they would need to do in order for you to lose an add-on of under 4.5. I think we're safe here. We just need Inter Milan to get it done. And we're going to take Inter Milan on the money line with under 4.5 goals tacked on. And we get that at a plus money price of even money plus 100 here for this one. The final game on the Friday slate is between Lazio and Frosinone, where again, we have another 46 minus 150 favourite, popular price on this slate. It's 3-1 on the draw, and Frosinone here are a 4-1 away underdog. Lazio, like Napoli, have been underwhelming so far this season. Both of the top two have been underwhelming, but I do believe this is a game that they can win, and we'll take the same add-on as the last game of under 4.5 goals, which gets us the price of 10-11 minus 110 here. Lazio's home form has been okay as of late. They've won 4 of the last 6 home Serie A matches, while Frosinone, they do not travel well, and this is mainly a fade against them given they have lost 6 away league games already this season. Goals should be at a premium, as fewer than 4 goals have been scored in 6 of Frosinone's 8 away games so far this season and in 7 of Lazio's 8 home contests. And we're not even looking for under 3.5 here. We're looking for under 4.5 goals. So we're playing it super safe. Under 3.5 goals, if you fancy, is at 5-4. Plus 125. We're going to take under 4.5 goals as our add-on. We're doing the same thing as we did in the last game. We're taking Lazio and under 4.5 goals here as our choice. And we get that at the price of 10-11 minus 110 here for this one. Before we move on to Saturday's games, let me take a quick pause here to tell you guys about the SGPN New Year's Eve party, a live stream party which takes place this Sunday over at youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. They'll be doing live picks, live drafts, live sweats, and of course, prizes. This goes down from 12:30 p.m. Sunday on New Year's Eve, the SGPN Ultimate New Year's Eve party. Let me also take this quick pause here to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, and college football. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats and you can cash in. So watch along, make your picks, and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. When you sign up with our promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and that promo code SGPN.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Up next, we jump across to Saturday, where we're going to be looking at a couple of games on the Saturday slate. We start with the game here between AC Milan and Sassuolo, where AC Milan are the 1-2 home favourites to beat an inconsistent Sassuolo side who come here as a 11-2 underdog, and it's 19-5 here on the draw. This should be an action-packed and entertaining game, and for that reason, I lean more towards BTTS than I do taking any play on AC Milan, who I think are quite short the price of 1-2 minus 200, because we know what Sassuolo can do. They can turn up one day and they can pick up a shock win against one of the top sides. They've already done it this season, winning away to Inter Milan. And therefore, anytime you're getting a team like AC Milan at 1-2 minus 200, who are actually quite inconsistent, to be honest, that doesn't really offer up some value. But BTTS is the way I'm going to go. I'm going to go for goals. I'm going to take both teams to score them. We're getting that selection at 7-10. As I do believe that both teams can contribute towards the scoring in what will be an end-to-end game. Sassuolo head to Milan, having won their last three meetings between the pair at the San Siro. And they've scored twice in each of those. So they like coming here. And I'll definitely think they'll be good for a goal. They actually saved their best displays for their toughest matches. We've seen that historically over the years. That isn't just a throwaway statement anymore. They've beaten Juventus 4-2 at home. And they've won 2-1 at this very ground against Inter Milan already this season. Milan, they conceded twice against bottom side Salernitana last time out. And I've absolutely no doubts that Sassuolo can cause them problems and may be good for a goal here, given their good record against top sides. However, they themselves have conceded twice or more across their last four away trips. They drew 2-2 at Udinese in their last away game. And this Milan side, they have scored twice in each of their last five matches. So I'm expecting goals here. I'm expecting one from the visitors who turn up for top games and have scored 10 times across their last three trips to Milan and have won every single one of them. A crazy stat. Good supporting data here for Sassuolo to actually get something from this game, which is why I'm no way interested in taking Milan on the money line at 1-2 minus 200. We go for BTTS here instead at the price of 7-10 here for this one. The final game we are going to look at here is the game of the weekend, on paper at least. It's between AS Roma and Juventus, which will see Jose Mourinho's team travelling to Juve. Juve are the 6-5 home favourites. It's 2-1 on the draw, and Roma are the 3-1 dogs to pick up an away win here in this one. Can't take Roma away from home. This is an automatic pick on Juve for me on the money line. Nice and simple at the price of 6-5 plus 120. This Roma side have been beaten by each of the three top four sides that they've played against so far this season. And That tells me that there is a little bit of a tactical flaw in what Mourinho's trying to do in these big games. Not one to criticise Mourinho, but obviously, historically, when he plays against top sides, he likes to park that bus. He likes to be defensively organised. He likes to play with a low block and he likes to play on the counter. But if you don't have the personnel to do it, then it's very difficult to implement and succeed with that game plan. And obviously, Roma, they aren't a top-tier Chelsea side. They aren't a top-tier Real Madrid side. They're not even as good as Manchester United and Tottenham were under Mourinho. And therefore, it's difficult to come through with this game plan. The visitors have yet to win at a top 10 side this season. And they meet this Juve side who sits second, having won 12 of 17 matches in the league so far this season. This is a very, very difficult place to go to. And I'm going to take a Juve side who have won 8 of the last 10 games and fade a Roma side who've lost 10 of the last 12 league trips to Juventus, while the visitors have also lost 9 away Serie A games throughout 2023 so far. And have also lost each of the other top three sides in the league already so far this season. So I'm going to just take a simple selection here on Juve on the money line to close out, and we take it at the price of 6-5 plus 120 here for this one. Before we close out with your lock here on the show, let me take another quick pause here to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. So moving on to that lock here for the show, the standout game for me is AC Milan and Sassuolo in terms of where I want to go with my lock. I definitely see goals in this game. I definitely see Milan being too short. And Sassuolo, they love coming here. And I definitely think they'll be able to find the net at least here in this one, with Milan also making a contribution. And they should do. They are a 1-2 minus 200 favourite playing at home here. Sassuolo, they head to Milan having won their last three meetings between the pair at the San Siro. So they've come here three times in a row and won. Not only have they won, but they've scored at least twice in each of those meetings. This team notoriously saved their best displays for the toughest matches, and they've already won 2-1 at the San Siro against Inter this season, and they've also destroyed Juventus at home by 4-2. Milan, they are not solid defensively at the moment. They conceded twice against the bottom side, Salernitana, last time out. And I've absolutely no doubt that Sassuolo can cause them problems as well. I'm actually more concerned about the Milan contribution than I am about Sassuolo. But fortunately for this selection, Milan's inconsistency hasn't been scoring goals. They have been able to score goals lately. This is a Milan side who have scored twice in each of their last 5 games. So I think this will be an end-to-end game. I think that AC Milan are far too short as a 1-2 minus 200 favourite, given that they've lost 3 straight home games to this specific team. I think BTTS is not only the standout play from the game, but the standout play from the match day. And that's why we take it here as the lock on the show. So once again, your lock on this edition of Scamessa Italia is Milan and Sassuolo, both teams to score at the price of 7-10. That's it for me and this edition of Scamessa Italia. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and Happy New Year.